it's tricky. You know, we were well below par, but they were very good equally. You know, I think my frustration is just going below par for the first time in a long, long time, mind you. I think their manager's frustration would be equal in the measure in a different way of them going, well, why didn't you play like that for the last 10 weeks? But that can happen in the Premier League. It hasn't happened to us very many times. And I will forgive the players, that's for sure, because they've had a tremendous season. And a lot of effort and a lot of mental effort goes into a season. And, you know, to get to a point where you can't do either and change position can bring weirdness to the group. Because they know, you know, all footballers work on the edge. There's always something. There's a goal. There's an end product that's needed. Now, of course, we want to change that around for our last home game for obvious reasons. You know, still can't change the position of what we've done, but it can just add to the feeling in a stadium on the last game of the season. Quite obviously, we want to perform. That's the first marker, and we want to take on that performance into a winning performance. You know, out of respect for our fans as much as anything. But the players have, you know, they've been unbelievable this season. So I'm certainly not going to overthink last week. But on the other hand, we still want to go and perform in the next game.
When people use that phrase, nothing to play for, it always makes me smile. Is there a big incentive to send your supporters home happy and for all you and your staff and your players to go home on the back of a victory?
Well, you understand the bigger view, of course. And we have to be honest with it, as I always am. In theory, there's nothing to play for because we've done the work. But as I suggest, the thing to play for is your own personal pride, the team pride in getting another win, as many points as you can on the table. And, of course, a home game in front of our own supporters who have been magnificent all year. So, you know, we all want that feel-good factor that winning brings. And, you know, it is in the sense, nothing to play for. We can't move positions, as I've already said. But there's plenty to play for in the sense of how our players perform, performing in front of our home crowd on the last day of the season.
The man in the Bournemouth dugout, obviously very well known to Burnley fans. Eddie Howe is somebody who's had good success in the Premier League, the same as yourself. How good is it to see a fellow British manager doing well in the top flight?
He's done fantastic and continues to do so. You know, himself, his staff, and the players. You know, they deserve a lot of credit. And I think, strangely, more so this season, because they've had good seasons since Eddie's worked with that team or varying teams down the different successes they've had and different seasons they've had. But I think they got off to a tough start this season. They spent a lot of money, but they're having to, you know, them players sometimes take time to mature and to improve. And I think they've done that, you know, over time. And they've had another really, really good season, I think, you know. And all credit, not all credit, we as managers, we know it takes a team. But the manager has to lead it. And I think he's had a fantastic season for different reasons this time round. Lots of different challenges, a couple of ups and downs and a couple of periods where, you know, probably looking over their shoulder, and particularly that early part of the season when they didn't get off as well as they normally do. So I think a lot of credit to Eddie and his staff and his players.
There's two clubs who could never really be described as fashionable, but are reaping the benefits of being patient and having faith. I think we've talked before about a manager's lifespan gets shorter and shorter and shorter.
Yeah, I think there are similarities between the clubs in different ways, of course, but there are definite similarities. The manager, the staff, the team, some similarities in the way they operate. I know Eddie wants a good demand from the players. He wants respect in his team. He believes in the whole group, as I do here. Slightly different from the club. You know, the history of Burnley is big, of course. Bournemouth's making its new history, as we are in a different way. So a lot of similarities, but the obvious differences as well. You know, we're both challenging for the same outcome, first of all, which is to keep maturing into the Premier League. But behind that, different sort of reasons and different whys and wherefores. But both clubs, not just the managers, both clubs, I think, deserve credit for staying really structured and steadfast to what they think is appropriate for their individual clubs. And I think both deserve credit for that.